The Portland Pipeline Corporation says it has no plans to reverse the flow of an oil pipeline to transport Canadian tar sands oil to Portland, Maine's harbor for export. But despite the company's public denial, about 1,000 Maine residents, joined by activists from all over New England and Canada, rallied on Saturday, January 26th at Portland Harbor to put their concerns about that very possibility on the map. The action was supported by local and national environmental groups, including 350.org, the Sierra Club, the Natural Resources Defense Council, Environment Maine, and the Natural Resource Council of Maine. There's growing opposition to the extraction of tar sands oil because it produces far more greenhouse gases that contribute to global warming than conventional production methods. Enbridge, the Canadian company responsible for spilling almost 1 million gallons of tar sands oil in the Kalamazoo River in Michigan in 2010, has applied for a permit from the Canadian National Energy Board to reverse the flow of its Line 9 pipeline from Midwest U.S. states to Montreal, declaring it might transport heavy crude oil. Environmentalists fear that the pipeline will eventually bring tar sands from the province of Alberta in the west to eastern Canada, where it could connect with an existing pipeline that runs from Montreal to Portland. That 236-mile-long pipeline already has a presidential permit allowing it to cross an international border, but the permit makes no mention of tar sands. Between the Lines 1 to Tuhus was in Portland during the January 26 march and rally and files this report featuring some of the voices of protest activists. We first hear from Portlander Jason Wentworth, who came to the rally with his daughter by bike.
We don't want your dirty oil. Leave the tar sands in the soil.
We don't want your dirty oil.
We just took a tube that's about 8 inches in diameter and made up a little sign on it that says no tar sands and mounted it on her bike stroller. And it was actually her idea to do something like a pipe. And she was quite excited about riding in it. The cold has taken away a little bit of her excitement, but she's still into it. I'm here to be with the rest of the people who are here in support of a petroleum-free future, if you will. And the tar sands are a particular concern here in Maine because we've got a pipeline that ExxonMobil wants to use to bring them through to our port. And that pipeline is way too old to handle this kind of material. And if there were ever a spill, a leak in the pipe, it could really cause a problem for our environment in Maine. So that's an immediate concern, and then the big concern is that my daughter, who's 5 and a half, needs to have a future, and we won't have a future on this planet if we burn all the tar sands that are in Alberta.
There's a 62-year-old pipeline running from here to Montreal, where it connects to more pipelines across Quebec and Ontario.
Dylan Voorhees works with the Natural Resources Council of Maine.
Right now, it carries regular crude oil north and west, but Alberta, sitting on a mountain of tar sands buried under the forest and the soils, and they're digging it out and they're putting it in dump trucks the size of your house.
Yeah.
The big oil companies want to get that tar sands out of Alberta to global energy markets, and that means getting it onto tankers. And the only thing standing in their way is us, a lot of states, a lot of provinces. They're trying to get it down Keystone to the Gulf. They're trying to get it across British Columbia to the Pacific. And they want to try and send it through this pipeline and reverse the flow down to Portland. The pipeline company is still saying they don't have an active plan to send tar sands through Maine. Just like I don't have an active plan for dinner yet tonight.
Emily Figdor is Executive Director of Environment Maine.
The presidential permit allows them to transport oil across the international border. But it says nothing, nothing about tar sands oil. And that gives President Obama and his State Department, which is soon to be run by Senator John Kerry. It gives the president and John Kerry the chance to require a new permit and a new environmental review. We all heard President Obama talk about climate change in his inaugural address. He spent more time on it than any other issue. He declared that a failure to act would betray our children and future generations. This pipeline project, the tar sands fight, more broadly, keeping tar sands in the ground, that's at the core of the climate fight. But the only way that President Obama can stick his neck out on this issue and require a new permit and a new process is if we all give him reason to do so, that we speak out so loudly that he responds.
Portland area Congresswoman Shelley Pingree made a vow to locals and out-of-staters at the rally.
Damaging storms like Katrina and Hurricane Sandy, and right here in Maine when the lobster shed 6 weeks earlier than normal, tells us the ocean is warming too fast, something that's going to cost us lives and jobs and our economic future and possibly the future of this earth. We have a lot of work ahead of us to develop renewable energy. We have a lot of work to do to make sure we end our dependence on carbon fuels and offshore oil, reversing the flow of the Portland pipeline so tar sands oil can be delivered to Portland Harbor would pose serious environmental risks. And I, on behalf of my constituents in Maine, am going to ask the Obama administration to do a full environmental review of any attempts to pump tar sands to that old pipeline.
Jason Brown, a member of the Penobscot Tribe of Maine, brought participants into a circle dance to end the rally, signifying, he said, that caring for the earth is everyone's responsibility. For Between the Lines, I'm Melinda Tuhus in Portland, Maine.
That was Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus reporting from Portland, Maine on the January 26th protest against plans to bring tar sands oil from Canada through New England for export from Portland Harbor. Find more information on the campaigns to stop the development and transport of tar sands oil by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.